I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, one story that feels like it's kind of just gone under the radar a little bit. Zion Williamson sued by a former marketing manager, and this is an interesting story. So Steve Wiseman, who covers Duke and the ACC for HeraldSun.com and NewsObserver.com, on Twitter, at Steve Wiseman NC. Give him a follow there. He joins us now here on the Daily Ticker because there was a development in that case in terms of a ruling. So, Steve, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland. Could you quickly walk our listeners through exactly what this ordeal started as and then what the news was today and if it's good or bad for Duke?
Yeah, so it started Zion in an agreement with an agent in April of 2019 after he had already announced he was going to the NBA. And about a month later, he decided he wanted to go with another group, CAA, which is a bigger group for his marketing and contracts. So he broke the contract with the original agent, whose name is Gina Ford. She's out of Florida. And so she executed a clause that said Zion owed her $100 million for breaking that contract. So they've sued and countersued each other, one in federal court, one in state court in Florida, to try to get this resolved. And as part of that, Zion's lawyers claim that she wasn't registered as an agent in North Carolina. Mm. Gina Ford wasn't. So that made the contract void, and he doesn't owe her anything. She's countering that Zion was never an eligible student athlete, even though he played for Duke, because she claims he took improper benefits during his recruitment. So therefore, that North Carolina agent law doesn't apply to him because he wasn't an eligible athlete. Hmm. So that kind of gets us caught up to speed to where we are now.
Well, and you mentioned, so he leaves his primetime sports marketing for a bigger agency, the CAA. Was there why would you sign and then leave immediately? That's just a little confusing to me. Was there any other backstory there, or he just signed and then kind of regretted it and wanted to leave right away?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, he went with a group that was not as well known as CAA, obviously. It's small. I mean, Gina Ford has represented Usain Bolt, who's a major, athlete, of course. But nobody on the NBA level, you know, at the scale that CAA does business with people. So, and also must mention that Coach Mike Krzyzewski is a client of CAA. So maybe that played a role in it. Maybe it didn't. Well, that's behind the scenes. But that is a fact that went on too. So, and so it was probably just, a mistake he made. I think right now he obviously would say he regrets ever signing that deal with her because of all this mess that's occurred from that.
Yeah. Steve Wiseman here covers Duke and the ACC over there, HeraldSun.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Steve Wiseman NC. Okay. So I also saw a blurb from this situation where I don't know if it was her or another individual, but they got somebody to say that Zion's parents demanded certain things and they wanted benefits if they were going to get him to go to Duke. And when that came out and I saw that, I was like, oh, man, that seems kind of damning for Duke. I don't know if it if it's going to hold up or what the ruling ultimately is going to be, but it wasn't great. But again, kind of feels like given the current climate of protests and COVID, this whole thing isn't as big a deal as you think it would be with a guy like Zion Williamson. What were some of those things implicating Duke? And do you think any Duke fan or Duke related people should be worried about this?
Well, I mean, they should be worried just because in the climate of college basketball right now, with all that's going on with the Adidas trial and the FBI and everything, I mean, a lot of that stuff is coming out now. So now Duke has denied any of this stuff. They've said, and the NCAA has said, they cleared Zion. They did a deep dive into his finances before he came to Duke to make sure he was eligible. Then again, when those allegations came out by Michael Avenatti and his part of his extortion attempt against Nike, which he got convicted of, he said that, you know, Coach K, that Nike paid Zion's mother as a consultant, and that was to get him to go to Duke, and Coach K was involved. Duke's denied all that stuff. So these claims the agent is now making are similar to some of those things, but they go a little deeper. Now, she hasn't provided any evidence whatsoever, and we're still waiting for that to come out. That's why all this stuff being in the court case, we hope that one way or another there'll be evidence, either for or against it, that we can finally get to the bottom of this. But Duke's denied it, but I don't think you can say they shouldn't worry at all, because when somebody goes under oath, you never know what can be asked and what kind of facts could come out. And that's always a concern, and so they have to be worried about that.
Hmm. You mentioned just kind of where we're at in this process. I know I read today, I think his attorneys are expected to file an appeal to the ruling that came out. Where do you think this goes in the next couple of weeks? Where are we heading?
I think we're headed for a settlement. That's what this is about. This is about leverage on either side. I mean, Gina Ford wants $100 million. Zion and his camp wants to pay nothing. So somewhere they're going to probably meet in the middle, and it's a matter of how much nuisance this can be at some point to where Zion just says, I'm going to write a check and move on with my life, you know, for this mistake I made. That's what I think will happen. I know that Gina Ford and her group, they want to depose him. They want to depose Coach K. They want to depose Zion's parents. And I think before that happens, you'll probably see, you know, Zion, his camp, go ahead and pay her. It's just a matter of what number they can get to.
Absolutely. You want to limit it and you want to protect everybody. There we go. Steve Wiseman, NC on Twitter. He covers the ACC and Duke basketball for HeraldSun.com and NewsObserver.com. Thank you so much, Steve, for hopping on with us here in Portland and coming to get us a lowdown on Zion. It is a very interesting story that hasn't quite picked up nationally in the way I thought it would, but we appreciate you hopping on with us.
Hey, I'm glad to do it anytime.
All right, there we go. Great stuff from Steve Wiseman in North Carolina on the latest with the Zion Williamson lawsuit. Now let's pivot to the NBA, from college to the NBA, the way that Zion did. Mike Richmond, NBC Sports Northwest, covers the Blazers on Twitter at Mike G Rich. And Mike, I believe you're packing your bag for Orlando today, or am I wrong on that?
I don't think they're going to invite me, Sprague.
You're not getting the invite? You're not going to Disney World?
I mean, if they're not going to invite, like, the Charlotte Hornets or the Golden State Warriors, I don't think Mike Richmond is on the list.
Well, I thought you were essential. I'm sorry. The Blazers are deemed essential. I thought you kind of fall into that category.
Me and you view me that way, but I'm not sure the powers that be.
I'm glad we could agree on you there. What did you think of that? I know they haven't completely announced this yet. They haven't gotten agreement, but Woj has been on multiple shows. He thinks this is a done deal. 22 teams, the Blazers included. Keith Smith had the location that he heard from Disney World where they'll be set up. What do you think of this whole ordeal and then Blazers going to Orlando to fight for a playoff spot?
You know, it's a little weird that we're going to rush sports back. I think just in general is my first thought of it. But in terms of sort of just zeroing down on sports or the NBA, I think it's a good deal for the Blazers. It probably works out well for them that made-for-TV dunk artist Zion Williamson is below them in the standings. So if they were going to bring old Zion to Orlando, they need to bring the Blazers with them. Mm-hmm. It couldn't work. I mean, the Blazers are going to be as healthy as they've been all year. If it's a tournament style, I think they have the best player among the teams that are out of the playoffs, the best singular player in Damian Lillard. So I think the plan as it stands right now seems to favor the Blazers a great deal.
Well, and what are we hearing about Nurk and Zach Collins? Because that's always been the big what if of those guys getting hurt and what the season could have looked like and just having to play without them. You know, Collins got hurt, what, 3 or 4 games in, Nurk out the entire year. What are we hearing about them, where they're at, how they're preparing, and how much they might play in one of these situations?
I don't know if we know how much they will play, but I think it is a done deal that they are going to play. Both of those guys would be available. You know, Nurk was going to play. The season got suspended on a Wednesday evening, and Nurk was going to play that coming Sunday. So, like, he was essentially ready, right? Like, he was ready in whatever that was, March 15th. So he's in. I think Collins is in. I think there's some question for me about how much they can really play Nurk. He's going to be out, you know, 14 months or 15 months since he's last played basketball. It's hard to, you know, ask him to play 35 minutes. But I think we will see both of those guys in some capacity, and the Blazers, all of a sudden, very questionable depth, get some much-needed reinforcements.
Yeah, Mike Richmond here covers the Blazers for NBC Sports on Twitter, at Mike G. Rich. As the NBA, it appears that they are going to be returning with 22 teams to go to Orlando to fight for those final playoff spots in the East and the West. You know, there's been so many suggestions. I don't know if it's been completely reported what they're going to agree on. But of all the ideas and the unique styles in which they can make tournaments and do postseasons, is there one that sticks out for you just as a sports fan that you would be most interested in seeing them do?
I think as a sort of, I don't know if purist is the right word, but I would like them to see them keep a somewhat traditional 7-game series format. I think it makes the NBA playoffs more of a meritocracy, because the good teams win. It's hard to fake the funk and beat a team 4 times if you're not better than them. But I would love to see a play-in tournament. I think like a round robin that just kind of straightens out the standings isn't as exciting as, you know, you play a handful of regular season games and you get a real-life single elimination play-in tournament for the right to get your ass whooped by the Lakers or the Bucks. That'll be pretty fun. Then those two teams beat the snot out of the whoever the 8th seed ends up being, and we can move on with a regular playoff. The NBA playoffs are great. I don't have much need to change them. I think they're the part of the NBA season that people watch. So why mess with it?
Yeah, amen to that. Hey, is Damian Lillard an entitled spoiled brat?
Oh, probably. Yes. Yeah, not in relation to anything that he's in his, you know, willingness to play or not play if the games are meaningless. But yeah, I mean, the dude has $300 million. I'm sure he's a little bit entitled. Listen, if it is the world we live in that people like y'all two and people like me who get called into the show need to have opinions that make headlines, some people are particularly good at it and don't have much shame in making it baseless. So yeah. Congrats to them for perpetuating the machine.
Yeah, absolutely. You do realize, I just want you to mentally prepare, and I'm sure you have because you've been here for quite some time now. You are mentally ready for them to win this play-in tournament, and then Blazer Twitter really truly believes that Nurk Zach, they're going to take down the Lakers in round 1. You're ready for that, right?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Imagine if it's the 7 and 8 seeds. Like, imagine if the Blazers have the right to play the 2 seed Ooh. In the playoffs, then it's over. Then we're, I mean.
Is that the Clippers? Are the Clippers the 2 seed?
Oh, bring it.
Yeah.
Well, it depends
on how many regular season games they play, but yeah.
What, did Kawhi? Did Kawhi win a championship last year? Come on, we're taking them down. Get out of here.
Yeah, Nurk's back. Don't you remember?
Yeah, Nurk's back. Yeah, Zach Collins is going to score 15 points a game. It's good news either way, right? We got basketball back. You got something to kind of write about now. We got something to kind of talk about now. So I don't know if they're going to make it. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I don't know if I'm really that vested in that team, this year's team, this year, I should say. But it's nice to know that it's coming back.
Yeah, I will say this, that the more good vibes they can stack up in Damian Lillard's corner, I think is good for the franchise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think leaving him with a better taste in his mouth after the season is good for the overall health of the Blazers. So
absolutely.
Have that, regardless of kind of what happens, I think that's the main goal here.
By the way, we just talked to a bro at Duke, and he says Zion's going to settle and not take the stand and Coach K. Are you disappointed as a Tar Heel fan that they're not going to be shown for who they are?
Carolina created an entire fake academic department for 3 decades.
That wasn't illegal.
I mean, it was, but it's, I just don't, the pointing fingers in college sports, Zion played 33 games in college, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think 28 of them were on national television. Like, he made a lot of money for a lot of people. I'm cool. He makes some money too. And I am in the, you know, team everybody cheats. It's hard for me to believe that Carolina can do what it does. Look at Carolina football. They kind of bounce back real quick. You think that came for free by hiring Mack Brown? So I'm rooting for Duke to lose on the court, not in the courtroom.
There we go. Mike Richmond covers the Blazers for NBC Sports Northwest on Twitter at Mike G. Rich. Give him a follow. He's one of our favorites. The NBA is set to return. Thanks so much, Richmond, for jumping on with us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.